Hello, we're here today to talk about the Audit Scotland's latest report examining the implementation of the Teachers Agreement. I'm joined by two members of the study team, Anthony Clark and Sarah Pollock. Sarah, perhaps I can start by asking you a couple of questions. Why have you carried out this study?
The Teachers Agreement was one of the most significant policy developments in the field of education over the last decade. That, combined with the significant costs involved in its implementation, really justified an independent assessment of the costs and progress made to date.
So, in a nutshell, what has your report found?
The agreement has benefited many classroom teachers. It's improved induction and support for new teachers. It's given classroom teachers more time to teach, and it's provided better access to high quality training and development. However, in some areas we report that the outcomes have been mixed, and the Scottish Executive needs to do more to ensure that the £2.15 billion invested really does deliver long-term change and value for money. We're recommending that the Executive work with other parties to the agreement to identify and report on a set of comprehensive measures, such as things like recruitment and retention to the profession and impact on educational attainment.
So, Anthony, do we know if the agreement has really delivered value for money?
It's quite difficult for us to say at the moment because the agreement didn't contain any clear outcome measures. As Sarah's just said, the direction of travel is quite positive. We found good progress in a number of areas, but we can't really form a definitive judgment at this stage on value for money until more time has elapsed. We think we'll be in a better position to form a judgment on value for money once we've seen the report by the Education Inspectors, HMIE, that's going to be published on education attainment later this year.
And what does Audit Scotland think needs to happen next?
The first challenge will be sustaining the good progress we've found so far in implementing the agreement. The executive needs to work with councils to keep staff on board and also make sure that momentum is maintained. We identified three areas of mixed performance in our report. These are limited uptake of the Chartered Teacher Scheme, the impact of the new career structure on teachers' morale in the secondary sector, and the effect of reductions in class contact time on head teachers. These all need to be addressed. And finally, the agreement was designed to secure long-term change, not just for teachers but for Scotland as a whole. So the executive will need to work with councils to ensure that changes not only deliver better terms and conditions for teachers, which they're already doing, but also lead to pupils getting the most of their school education, improving exam results, and ultimately benefiting Scotland as a whole.
Sarah, Anthony, thank you very much.